That's fine. Like I said, man.
Anyway.
Stop. Stop what? Stop what?
Hating.
It's no hate. She looked like a regular white girl.
Yeah, she was attractive.
That's fine if you find her attractive, Matt. Right, that's fine. Right. You know, looks are subjective.
I get that. All right, then. Absolutely.
All right.
Episode 63. Episode 63.
63.
Still from an undisclosed location in Koreatown.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, it's the Koreatown Studios.
The Koreatown Studios.
Live from the Koreatown Studios.
Dun, 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 dun.
That was racist. That's not even Korean music.
Well, okay, do Korean
music. That was Chinese.
Do Korean music. Then.
Ain't no Korean music.
BTS. You don't know BTS?
I do know BTS.
You going to do some of their songs?
Huh?
You going to do some of their music?
Off the top of my head, man, this Butter.
Okay.
I can't sing it right now off the top of my head, though.
Yeah.
I don't know the song.
Who's racist now? You enough. Live in Koreatown. You don't know BTS music.
Well, I'm not in Korea. My neighborhood is 97% Mexican. I don't know.
No, it's because it's Los Angeles. So everything is 97% Mexican.
What you talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I'm back.
We're back. We're
back again.
Like we always did it this time.
Yeah.
Marcus, you did some traveling.
Yeah, man. Yeah. This is the, what's the name of this episode going to be? Marcus Does New York.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. Start spreading the news.
Use the Debbie Does Dallas music.
I'm leaving today.
Yeah. I went to New York City.
New York, New York, New York.
New York City.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to fly out. I was out there for a few days.
Yes.
Through the weekend last week because I was filming an episode of The Equalizer starring Miss Queen Latifah on CBS. Thank you, sir.
Big time, Marcus Stewart.
Episode 7 is going to be. I don't know the dates that it comes out.
Yeah, they don't have the.
I think episode 4 is the next episode, so just a few episodes away.
It's coming out soon.
Yeah, it'd be a few episodes away. I don't know if they come out every week because I looked and it was like a gap between 3 and 4 of like 3 weeks. So I don't know what's going on. I think it's a short.
Because of like March Madness, I think they kind of like delay a little bit.
Yeah, okay. And when I was there, they told me it's a short season. They only doing 9 episodes a season total, period.
They're only doing 9, but they needed Marcus.
They needed me for 7.
Yes.
Yes. I had a great time, man. Yeah. It was nice. I sat, I had the nice trailer.
You showed me pictures of the trailer.
I could put the videos of the trailer on the Patreon just because I don't want y'all to see it unless y'all pay for it. I made a whole video. I got a whole bunch of videos from New York.
Good.
Man. Running around New York doing all that stuff. But on set, great time. Queen Latifah run a dope set.
Yeah.
Can't say how great it. I can't say enough about
food.
How great it was.
My dad always asked how the food is at places.
Great food. You talking about on set?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, on set, the food was great.
Yes.
You come in, and they like take me to my trailer. They have a PA walk me to my trailer. And like, what you want for breakfast? And I'm like, man, let me get up.
Because you start early.
Yeah.
How early you start?
One day I started. I was there at 9.
Okay, that's not terrible.
That's early still for me. I don't usually.
Well, so you're on LA time. You're on LA
exactly.
time. Yeah.
I don't leave the house.
3 hours ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then the next day I wasn't too early. I didn't get there till like 11:30. So
okay,
that was fine. But take me to the trailer. Like, hey, what you want for breakfast? I'm like, man, let me get a
omelet or
white omelet with some turkey and some spinach, some kind of fruit, some orange juice on the side. Let me get some grits. Some of them breakfast potatoes they had over there. Dude, they got waffles today. They got cinnamon rolls. Yeah. Like, we got both. We'll bring them both because that's how we doing it.
Got VIP treatment.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And they go make my plate, bring it over to the trailer. Like, this treat me nice, man.
I never get that on set.
Damn. Then they came back, was like, what you want for lunch? And showed me a lunch menu. And I was like, do I like pick one from each category? And she was like, you can pick all of them if you want.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want to do. So I was like, well, let me get the steak. Let me get the... Let me get that chicken salad to go with the steak. I would eat some roughage.
Yeah. Fiber. Good.
Yeah. I was like, let me get all of this then, man. And then after they take that order, this is the thing that capped me the most. It was like, lunch ain't coming for like 2 more hours, but would you like a hot snack?
Yes.
I was like, what? He's like, we got like hot chicken sandwiches and stuff like that. I was like, okay, I'll take a hot chicken sandwich. And like left, came back with a hot chicken sandwich snack real quick.
Solid.
I was like, and then, Crafty is there the whole time if I wanted to go
snacks
to Crafty.
Snacks or sodas or whatever, yeah.
But at no point in time did I need to go to Crafty because they just kept bringing me food.
Yeah.
And then I had a microwave so I could rewarm my food up. inside of the trailer. Yeah. Had my own private bathroom, man. It was a nice, nice setup over there, son.
Nice.
I was in New York.
Yeah. How'd the shooting go?
Oh, shooting went great, except it was cold as shit.
Oh, was it outside? Was it outside?
Bro, it was outside. Yeah. We were outside at like a Boy Scout camp.
Okay.
So we were doing a little thing.
Was it like in the city or outside the city?
It was in Staten Island.
Okay, so that's a little bit suburban.
Yeah. Okay. So we had to roll out to Staten Island and do it in this woods.
Were you staying in Staten Island? Or?
I didn't stay in Staten Island. Yeah. No. I stayed in Newark because I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay next to the airport.
Yeah.
So that when I leave, I ain't got to do a whole thing.
Logistical.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, when I have to go to set and stuff like that, I'll just make that my whole, you know, hard travel part. So. Yeah. That's what I did.
You get it once it's out of your head, kind of thing.
Yeah. It was kind of cold.
One day on set. Because end of February, beginning of March.
One day on set was the high was 31.
Oof.
That was the high.
New York.
Ooh, man. I got the set, man. They was like, here's some long johns. Here's a thermal shirt. Oh, they gave it to you. They was like, here's some wool socks. Put these on. Then they gave me the jacket.
Did it have the logo on it? Did it have the show logo on it?
No. It was just regular clothes.
The production stuff?
No. So they gave me all that stuff.
The production hoodies they always have.
Yeah. Hey, while I was out there, right? So I'm in the scene, and I was like, I was one of the guards. And I was the only guard with speaking lines, but there were other guards. Like there was a stunt guard, and then who gets into a fight, and then there was like extras, also playing guards. So we was all getting our props, and we sitting there outside, and it's the 30-degree day, and we sitting outside, and one of the PAs come over and is like, "Hey, we gonna take you inside in a second." And I was like, "Well, okay, what's going on?" Because our scene is outside, and I'm just sitting there chilling.
Warm up.
And he was like, "Follow me." So we went inside. Walked past Queen Latifah while she was doing her scene, went downstairs, and he was like, "Oh, go ahead, have a seat." I was like, "What's going on?" He was like, "Oh, we just didn't want you to be in the cold because you somebody."
Did they leave the other guys out
Yes,
there?
Yes. All the extras.
You love
and
the VIP treatment, don't you? You love that, don't you?
Extras and the stunt dudes, they was all still outside just being cold. And it's like, no, we can't have Marcus outside. He's somebody.
He's talent.
I was like, oh, snap, for real? That's all we just coming there because they didn't want me to be, okay, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you. Then, you know, you go do the scene. They take your jacket off for you, put your jacket back on for you.
Oh, my God, you have a guy coming in?
Yeah. It was three me's walking around on set. It was me, my stand-in, and my stuntman.
Oh, because the same guy that plays you, they have, like, a little rumble, little something like that?
Yeah, because I get into a fight in the scene. So I had me, my stand-in for, you know, lighting, and then they had a stuntman who did my stunt for me.
To set the camera.
It was three different me's walking around out there, man. Yeah.
Did you take pictures with him?
Huh? I did.
There we go.
Yeah, I ain't got them though.
Marcus times three. How'd that feel?
I was like, man, this is nice. I get used to this, man.
Yeah.
I can get used to this.
Yeah.
I need more of these.
Yeah.
Right here, man. So on set was great time on set, bro. Great time on set.
Yeah.
And then when I wasn't on set, I ran around.
Oh, and also they added you.
They put me in an extra day, put me in a new scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a nice surprise.
You know, one scene, it was like, you know what? Nah, we need you in more scenes. So they threw me another scene.
No, we got to make this episode sexier. Put some more money in Marcus.
Put some more money in it. And I was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I ain't going to argue with y'all, man. Hey. I ain't going to argue with you. But like I said, I stayed in Newark.
Yeah.
So I would have to take the train. I didn't realize, because, you know, New York is one of the only places in America that really got the public transit system going really hard, right?
Yeah.
Now, when I travel overseas and we hit public transit, like, it's stations and buses and stuff everywhere. It takes you 2 minutes to get here, 2 minutes to get there. You're all over the city in no time.
Good infrastructure.
In New York, it took me an hour and a half to go any damn where.
Well, because you were in Newark, probably, because you're starting in Newark.
Dude, when I was in Manhattan and I just wanted to go to the top of Manhattan, it still took me a goddamn hour.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what is going on, man? Yeah. What's the point of this shit?
Yeah.
This public transit sucks.
Yeah. Did you take that up with the producers?
I didn't tell them. I didn't tell them about it. They didn't care because they sent a car to pick me up to take me to set. So it was all good.
Yeah. No, it's a good vibe, man. It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Man. So, yeah, I was in Newark, and I would, you know, go to New York, check out Manhattan for a bit and stuff. And then
you had some walk around time?
Yeah.
In the evenings or what?
In the evenings after I got done filming. And then one day I was there for a whole day. And all I did was go to the fitting in the morning. And then after that, I had the whole day to myself.
Oh, so they fit there. Okay.
I did the fitting in the morning and went through the. Then, remember, you know, you don't get the people from New York, they get that bad rap about being rude and mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. Yeah. And it's a bad rap, man. Everybody I saw in New York, okay. they were like helping tourists
yeah.
find train stations yeah. and giving out directions. They were being super polite and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like terrible.
Well, we were in the tourist area, so right?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I was okay, in yeah. Manhattan and stuff, and then I was in Brooklyn for a little bit, and yeah. they were helpful over there. Yeah. And, you know, Staten Island, I ain't really talking to nobody in Staten Island. But, yeah, yeah, they were being helpful. Very nice. Nice. Now, when I was in Newark, Jersey, them niggas ain't shit.
What?
Them niggas ain't shit. Like, I don't very, know what's very, going on.
Very naughty by nature.
I don't know
over
what's
there.
Going very, on yeah. in Newark, but them dudes was
Red
mean
man,
as shit.
Red Bruh, Man area, Brick City.
I was hopping on the bus to go to the train station in Newark from yeah. my hotel room. Okay. I got on the bus. I was like, I'd never been on this bus before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Never been on this bus.
You're tourist.
I'm like, hey, man, how much does the bus cost? He looked me up and down like, $1.60, man. I was like, what's the attitude for?
Yeah.
Like, am I supposed to just know everything? Like, yeah. I can't ask the bus driver how much the bus costs?
Yeah, not everything has to be on Google. Yeah,
good
yeah,
Lord,
yeah.
man. Just
talk like humans.
I was like, dang. I was like, well, I ain't got no cash. Can I use my card? And he was like, yeah, the machine right there. That's what he said to me, man. I was like, what is happening
yeah.
with these New Jersey dudes? Like, what is going on? And then I was trying to use the machine. It's not a machine. It's not a car machine. It's a metro. It's for the metro cards.
Only metro
yeah.
cards. Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, I can't use it. And I was like, oh, this ain't right. This ain't this is for metro cards. And he was like, man, just get on the bus, bro. I was like, come on, man. Like, what's
yeah.
going on?
Yeah.
What's up with these yeah. Jersey dudes? Like, yeah. what's that about?
They got like a big little brother thing. They got a little brother thing around there. Oh, you want him New York?
I was like, come on, bro. What's yeah. this for, man? The hostility, dude. Yeah.
Was he black, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it just like.
I was in Newark. Like, everybody was black. It yeah. was like everybody at the hotel yeah, was yeah. working. But yeah, it was just Newark a bunch of black people. It was like a few Puerto Ricans. I saw like one Middle Eastern dude working
yeah,
at a gas station.
Yeah, yeah.
Working
yeah.
at a gas station. And then everybody was black.
They got to pump gas there.
Oh, they got to pump the gas for you in Newark?
Yeah, yeah, New Jersey. Yeah.
Dude, Jersey, look, I know that
you weren't driving out there, so yeah.
I know that Jersey and New York are two different places,
mm-hmm.
but there are so many people that live in Newark and Hoboken and then commute
yeah, like,
to New York for work.
Like,
why don't they just have one fucking metro car system? Like, yeah. why you gotta have a metro car for New York and a metro car for Jersey?
Yeah,
like just combine. This could be in jerks.
Yeah.
Could be an assholes about this. Make this easy. And you know what? You know what New York is doing now?
What's that?
That has been happening in Europe for years.
Okay.
You don't have to buy a metro card. You can just tap your credit card at
yeah,
the turnstile.
Like an Apple Pay
thing
or
whatever.
Bus.
Exactly. Yeah, they started doing that now.
Yeah.
But this has been happening in Europe and stuff for years. But they're finally doing it in New York. But they're not doing it in Jersey. So when you want to buy the train to go from Jersey to New York or from New York back to Jersey,
you gotta buy a card. Yeah.
You gotta buy a metro ticket. Yeah. So I gotta go to this machine, put my money in to get a metro ticket out, and then walk 2 feet over to the damn turnstile and put the ticket inside the turnstile. Because
you're willing to pay. It's not like that. You're not trying to jump a turnstile.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
The pay machine is 2 feet away from the turnstile. Just put the damn pay machine on the turnstile. Why are y'all making this difficult?
It's like everybody has cell phones now. Everybody has Wi-Fi. Why don't we just make this easy?
Yes. Come on, Jersey. So y'all rude for no reason.
All right.
And y'all refuse to keep up with the times.
Yeah.
Like all these people working over in New York.
The New York Times.
Yeah. All these people in New York doing this and y'all over here being assholes.
Yeah.
Staying in the Stone Age.
Cavemen.
Yeah. What are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Come on.
What'd you see? What'd you see when you were in New York?
Well, the first thing I did, when I went to my fitting that first day. And
oh, so yeah, that was a quick day.
Yeah, that first day I ran over to Brooklyn, did my fitting, went over to Manhattan, mm-hmm. and I went to Joe's Pizza.
That's what I told you.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your review on Joe's Pizza?
Joe's Pizza, that crust is delicious.
Yeah.
Man.
It's no
that
joke.
That crisp crust, the chewy inside, it is a perfect pizza crust.
It's a New York slice.
I can't. Yeah. Fight you with that at all is so good, man.
Yeah.
And then I found the 99-cent pizza store still. They're still there.
Oh, like the one that Jackie
was
talking about?
The 99-cent slices.
Yeah.
They're still all over the place.
What were those like compared to Joe's?
Compared to Joe's, it's not as good, but it's pizza.
But it's a 99-cent
slice. Yeah, it's so a 99-cent slice for a cheese slice.
Good value?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it'd just be cheese on that one.
Yeah. If you want pepperoni, you're going to pay $2. But if you just want a slice of cheese, you get it for 99-cent. It's all over the place.
Better
in
L.A.
Ton of places. Yeah. yeah. So they would have people there come in, drop your $2.
Yeah.
Get two slices, sit there, eat your two slices of pizza outside of the spot, roll out.
Yeah.
Quick lunch.
Do the thing. Did you do the thing outside a Comedy Cellar, where you get the slice of pizza and walk down the stairs to Comedy Cellar like Louis C.K. did on his intro?
I did not go to Comedy Cellar, no.
You did?
I didn't get over there.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. I did go to an open mic, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went to an open mic over...
was it Old Man Hustle in Brooklyn?
No, no, no. I forget the name of it. It was inside a coffee shop. What had happened was...
Yeah?
It was a day after I got off a set.
Okay.
And I was in Chinatown, and I was like, I'm going to get some Chinese food while I'm in New York.
Authentic, yeah.
I turned a corner, and I ended up in Little Italy.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, on the border, yeah.
So I was walking through Little Italy, and I was like, damn, look at all these, should I get some pasta, but I'm not a pasta person.
Yeah.
So I kept walking, turned the corner, found another pizza place.
Shocker.
Where they do like a, yes, they do a soda bread pizza dough, which was also very good.
Yeah.
So I ate that, and I got pictures of that pizza. It's delicious.
Yeah.
And then I ate
that's
that.
Gonna be on the Patreon.
And then I looked up, open mics. I was like, well, shit, I got time tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't got to be up in the morning until like eight o'clock, so yeah. I could stay out. So I went to an open mic inside of this little coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is a New York open mic. Let me
this
see.
This is the energy.
Yeah,
right.
Let me see what these New York boys talking about. They weren't talking about shit. Yeah. It wasn't funny.
Was it as bad as the LA one?
Yeah, it's the same. I thought these dudes was going to be throwing out heat at the open mic. I thought they was going to have some fire.
You thought you were going to see like Hannibal Buress or Andrew Scholes or somebody?
Yes. I thought I was going to see somebody come with some crazy fire at an open mic. I was like, open mic's got to be fire out here.
Yeah.
Like, this is the place to be.
That's how New York comics talk about.
Like, yes.
Like, we're the best. Blah, blah,
yes.
Blah. Like, we're talking like Shang or stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They talk about like they just out there just throwing heat all the time. I was at the open mic like, this is no better than any open mic I've ever been to.
Well, okay. Was it an early evening one or
no? It was 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah,
like the 5 o'clock mics, I can understand
right.
if those suck. You know, yeah,
right. Because everybody ain't there.
Yeah,
people
yeah,
got work.
It's just comics,
and it's just cats who you know don't have nothing all to do all
getting
day.
Getting their first rep in of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Or you know, maybe they're going to multiple spots and that's their first one.
Yeah,
but no, this was a 9 o'clock mic. And I was like, this ain't even.
Was it just?
This ain't
was
no
it,
heat.
Was just you know like guys that don't get laid bitching about women and stuff like
it
that.
It was some of that. It was some dude talking about Black History Month for some reason. And
was it a black guy talking about Black History Month?
Yeah, okay, but well, it was that's, so laid, yeah. man. And yeah. then
it could be a different energy when it's a white guy complaining about Black History Month.
Yeah. And I was just like, this is no better than
get
any
the,
other mic.
They were doing the leap day joke. It was just like, oh, they're making it. We got an extra day. I heard that.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
I heard you
there. Were you there? Because Jesus, that's exactly what he said. I was just like, this is weak.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be better than this.
Kind of a letdown?
Yes, very much so. Yeah. And it was one of those, you know, pre-sign-ups. So I couldn't
slotted?
Sign up. Yeah.
Oh,
they
still put you out
there,
right?
I don't know how they do it.
They do slotted out there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But she had a list already. And she was like, you can get on the waiting list if you didn't sign up already. So she was like, if you signed up, come in, check in. And then I got a waiting list, and I was like, I'm not waiting behind all of this.
Yeah.
I can't sit here and watch.
I know
this.
No. I did my waiting when I was working at J Spot. I've waited long enough. Thank you.
I have a low tolerance for watching open mics.
Yes,
dude.
I try.
Yeah, especially when I don't have a spot. If I have a spot and I know I'm hitting it in a minute.
Yeah,
okay.
Six. If you're up sixth, I'll
watch. Right.
There's five in front of me.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're going to put me on a waiting list, I don't know what's going to happen, and I can't do this.
There was no audience. The audience was just other comics.
It was just all comics and the two people who worked there who didn't want to be there. And that was it.
They were hostages.
They 100% didn't want to be there because when I went in, it was cold. So I went over to buy a coffee so I could warm up a little bit. And she was sitting on her phone. And then she saw me standing there. And she was like, reluctantly, like, stood up.
She's from Jersey.
What can I get you?
She was from Newark.
sound like it. The way she was like, what do you want?
She's like, my dad drives the bus.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, she's like, just another fucking guy's gonna tell dick jokes again. Here we go.
That's what it looked like, man. So I was like, I left out of there. I ain't do no mic.
That was the only night I did it. Yeah.
That was the only night I looked for a mic. Other than that, I was like, nah, I'm cool.
I would have told you some people to fucking, you know.
Yeah, but I didn't think I was gonna really.
Well, you also didn't know how long you're gonna be on
right,
set.
Exactly.
So. And you don't want to like, commit to something.
And I also knew it was going to be a trek for me to get there in the morning. So I didn't know what time I was going to have to wake up in the morning.
And you didn't
want
to fuck up. You didn't want to fuck up your money.
Time. Of course.
Yeah, you didn't want to fuck up. Yeah,
exactly. I'm not going to be late.
You're there
that.
For Latifah. You're not there for Marcus.
Yes. I'm not going to be late to that set, though. Not at all.
You think Latifah would have punched you?
She wouldn't have punched you. You'd have had her stunt double punch me, probably.
She would have had her stunt double punch your stunt double for you and make you watch.
That'd have been nice. Yes.
You did this to you.
That'd have been nice. Yeah. Because she can't mess up the money. Because I still got to go on camera.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm still talented.
You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She don't want to break her nails.
It also started raining while I was there, which was, stand the rain. You know, I hate being outside and being wet in my regular clothes.
Yeah.
I hate that shit, man.
Yeah.
I also rode the bus in Manhattan and I was like, this is pointless. And I got off and started walking because it was
it goes faster.
It was faster to walk.
Yeah.
I only got on because it was raining.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I was just like, man, I'd rather just be a little wet. I had an umbrella. I was like, I'd rather be a little wet and walk than keep with this slow ass. This is pointless.
Yeah.
This bus isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
In Manhattan.
Yeah.
No place. Yeah. So that's what I did. I also got a, what was this called? It was called Prince. I don't want to say it was called Prince's Famous Cheesecake.
I mean, like New York cheesecake is supposed to be like the thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I was like, you know what?
And so
let
you
me
looked
try.
Up, you looked it up.
Because I got my grandma's cheesecake. Yeah, and that's my favorite cheesecake.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I was walking by, I looked over, it said Prince's Famous Cheesecake. And I looked it up and it had good reviews. And I was like, okay. I'm going to go in, check it out.
Yeah.
$9 for a slice. I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
No.
Treat yourself a little bit.
Took a bite. That was the thickest cheesecake. I almost choked to death on this goddamn cheesecake.
So, yay or nay on it?
Nay.
No. Maybe
I couldn't eat it all because it was like so goddamn thick.
You need like a coffee with it. That's what.
You need more than a coffee with it.
Like a few coffees?
You need some kind of way to aerate your esophagus the way this shit didn't want to go down.
It was like that
compact.
This
shit is so thick.
Yeah, it's like Ben and Jerry's ice
cream. Oh, my God, man. Yeah. I was like, this cheesecake is killing me. I ate a lot of food.
You were walking too.
When I was out there, I ate a lot of food.
Yeah.
I had pizza from multiple places.
Yeah.
I had, you know, the cheesecake.
Yeah.
This is when I'm not on set.
Cheesecake. Oh, God. Plus the stuff you had on set. Yeah. You were like Carl Weathers. You're like, get yourself a nice stew going.
Yeah.
Hit the crafty on the way out, too.
I went to
RIP,
Black
RIP. Oh, you did.
I went to a black-owned business, Sylvia's.
Because it was Thursday.
Up in Harlem.
Were you there on a Thursday?
Yeah.
You got your black-owned business in?
Sylvia's in Harlem.
Yeah.
You know, all the presidents been there, Barack and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Been there before.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah, you probably seen it.
Clinton's office is over there, Bill Clinton's place.
Bill Clinton has been Harlem, there. Yeah. Picture was up there up in Harlem. Yep. So I went all around, and I went up in there, got something to eat, and, you know, got the mac and cheese and the greens and, you know, ribs and smothered chicken.
Is that a winner?
Huh?
Is that a winner?
Oh, man, that gravy on that smothered chicken was crazy.
Yeah.
Them ribs was perfectly cooked.
Nice.
Delicious. I couldn't even finish all of it. I actually ate the ribs for breakfast the next day.
Oh, that's when you know it's good. when you're microwaving ribs.
I microwaved them ribs.
Yeah.
And I went and my hotel had a free breakfast. I made a waffle. So I had ribs and waffles.
Oh, you did? You became your own Roscoe's.
I had ribs and waffles the next day. That was great.
Yeah.
I had a bagel, of course.
Yeah. What's your review on New York bagels?
It's a great bagel, man.
Yeah.
It's a great bagel.
Yeah.
It was more cream cheese than I needed. I know.
What kind of bagel was it? Just straight egg bagel or?
It was everything.
Okay, like all the seasonings.
Yeah.
All the,
I got everything with the cream
onions
cheese.
Onions and.
I didn't need all Poppy that cream seasons. Cheese though. It was more cream cheese than I felt necessary.
Was it did you do the lox on it?
No. Just cream cheese.
Okay.
But it was a lot of cream cheese.
Yeah.
I didn't need all
They're
that.
They're proud
cream
of the
cheese.
Shit, man.
It was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, delicious bagel, man. Walked around, you know, looked at stuff. Yeah. Went by Radio City.
Had you been to New York before?
But it was so long ago.
Yeah.
It was over 10 years since I've been to New York. You know, walked around, walked through Central Park a little bit, went to the Apollo Theater.
Yeah.
You know.
Do a set?
No. It was close.
get hooked.
I wish I could have went in, but they was all shut down. But I did look across the street and they had a Dave's Hot Chicken.
Yeah, across the street.
Yeah, man. I was like, I can't believe y'all gave this white guy this prime real estate.
I thought it was Asian.
Dave?
Yeah.
He's a white guy.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember when he started because he was inside of he was just
in that
frying
place
chicken.
In Chinatown, right?
No. Oh. He was frying chicken in a parking lot.
Oh, okay.
He had a portable deep fryer and was frying chicken in a parking lot when he started before he got the money to open up the spaces and got, you know, investments.
Yeah, I just assumed because it was in Chinatown that the guy was Asian. I didn't know. Okay,
Dave. Yeah. Dave. I was like, I gave this dude this prime real estate in Harlem across the street from the Apollo Theater. At least put a Popeyes, but that's a white dude too, so it don't even matter.
Popeyes white?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were undercover boss. You know that?
Popeyes was?
Yeah, Popeyes was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. He's like the CEO of Popeyes came in and was like as an employee. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should know. You know he's white, man.
What?
You knew he's white.
I forgot. I mean, it's not like something I always think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I try to. It's not my fried chicken spot is Ralph's. So I won't lie. I get the $5 meal.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's
financially.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah,
$5 at you know Popeyes ain't gonna get you but two pieces of chicken and a biscuit.
A biscuit, basically a biscuit and a lukewarm glass of water.
That's it.
With no ice.
That's it. Shit. So yeah, that's what I did, man. Yeah. New York, New York.
Yeah, and this one's coming out soon. Huh? This episode's coming out?
Yeah, it is coming out.
Do you know
out.
The episode title seven. Of the episode or something?
I don't remember.
Stay tuned.
It's probably on.
Stay tuned.
But, you know, you're not supposed to tell nobody stuff that you read until...
Yeah, until like the week of. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you say it, I can say it.
They do the promo pictures for you or anything like that? Did they have like a backdrop or anything like that?
No promo pictures.
I know they did that like whenever... David was telling me like when he did because it was shot out here.
Uh-huh.
So they have like a watch party whenever it happens.
Oh yeah,
with all like the writers and stuff.
Oh,
like
okay,
that. Yeah.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, I'm not gonna be in that. I'm not gonna make.
They're
it
not
to
flying
that.
You back out for that.
Yeah,
no.
I'm not gonna make it to that part. But
nah, that's dope, man.
Well, that's it. I was in New York having a good ass time, man. It was great.
Yeah,
all over the place. Man.
Nice working vacation.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Get used to this, right?
I'm getting used to it, man. I'm getting used to it because you know I done had some other stuff pop off. I was close to. This other thing, I was about to go to Philadelphia.
Oh, the other one you told me about?
Yeah, I was about to go to Philadelphia for an HBO show. Oh. I was like, this close. Yeah. I was this close.
Cheesesteaks there.
You know, but then it was like, nah, we're going to go with this other dude from Philly. And I was like, it is what it is. You know, I can't be mad at you.
They're actually going to do a CGI. what's the guy that passed away?
What guy passed away?
The Black Panther guy.
Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah, they're gonna reanimate him.
No, Chadwick Boseman better not beat me out for no more roles. If I keep losing roles to a dead man.
CGI Chadwick Boseman.
He didn't sign no paperwork before he died.
Some AI Chadwick Boseman.
He better not sign. If he signed paperwork before he died and I started losing out to Chadwick Boseman to stuff to a dead man, I'm gonna have a real issue.
Yeah.
We have to flip out.
that's when you go full Martin Lawrence in the 90s.
If we're gonna lose my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's it, man. I was in New York doing that, having a good ass time, man. It's pretty good, man.
Start spreading the news.
Gonna start doing some more of these, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Got some new
ride
people
that
behind
wave.
Me.
Ride that wave. Ride the momentum.
Gonna do some more stuff.
And once that pops, you can send it out to everybody and say, hey, look what I just did.
Yeah.
It's a good conversation piece. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had a good time. You were on a big ass show. I gotta make a video. I forgot to do the other thing. I gotta show you. Anyway,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I meant to do it for the other one, but I also forgot about it. Anyway, I didn't upload it. I was gonna try to pull it on the phone. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's it.
All right.
That's it. Good time, man.
Yeah. So you want to tap? You want to tap it out?
What?
You want to tap this one out?
No.
Oh, anything else you want to?
No, that's it. Okay.
Okay.
Tap it out. Oh wait, you know what? I did see something else in Jersey.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about
anything horrible in Jersey? Was it like a dog fight?
I saw a pimp.
Oh, right.
An actual real life pimp.
Yeah.
Like a street walking pimp.
Okay.
He was in a gold speckled, sparkled Cadillac.
It was the glitter, metallic glitter gold Cadillac. Yeah.
And he was wearing a fur coat with the fur hat. I kid you not.
Well, it was chilly.
I kid you not. He had the big fur hat on, looked like Frank Lucas. I was like, yo, is that an actual pimp? Because I was walking back to my hotel one night at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Actual pimp. I was like, Jersey is so far behind, they're not even using, they still using old school pimps. Like, they can't even digitize the pimp game out here.
Yeah, they don't have an app for that.
Like,
what's going on?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
How are you not online with the pimp game yet?
Yeah. Yeah,
Jersey just refuses to keep up with the times. Like, I don't know what's wrong with Jersey.
Well, it's because Tony Soprano got knocked off. That's what happened. Yeah. He would have been on top of that.
Get your shit together. Like, how do they? Come on, man.
You go to the Bada Bing.
Come on.
Jersey. Hey, forget about it. Hey, we working sanitation.
Hey, it was a dude on set sound just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
like you thought he was doing like a goof?
He sounded exactly like that, dude.
Oh, like that. Remember that guy we did at the San Diego thing who was like, he was doing like.
The dude was on the mic.
Yeah. It was just like.
He sounded exactly like that.
You're like. Oh my God! This is real. This is a caricature, but it's also like a real dude.
It's real.
He like talks to his mother that way. Oh my God!
Yes, dude. I was like, what the accent you doing, bro? The
Jersey Guido accent.
This accent you doing, right?
Yeah.
Nobody else sounded like that around the set, though. Yeah. It was just the white guys. All the black, it was a ton of, it was a lot of black women on that set.
Yeah.
It was some black dudes, but only the white dudes sounded like that.
Hey, were they like the union guys that were like setting up stuff? And lighting guys.
Set dressing and stuff like that.
The carpenters or whatever.
Moving stuff around.
And they got to turn a scene, so they flip it.
It was only the white guys sounded like
that. Yeah, it's kind of like LA too. They got that. Very, forget about it. Oh, you're doing over here. How's your mother?
That was funny.
Hey, you know my boy Tony Suitcase over there. How we doing?
So, yeah.
This is Bobby Cinderblocks.
I saw an actual real life pimp, like still looking like a pimp.
Did he have his girl? Did he have his stable with him?
He was driving. He must have been going to pick his hoes up.
Just supervising.
Yeah. He's probably just driving around, checking on them. Yeah. Making sure they was on their corners.
There we go.
Yeah.
That would have been a good guy to have on the podcast. We've had the other side.
That was crazy. I was like, that dude was an actual real life pimp. Like,
yeah, you're like,
they got him like that.
It was
still.
Like everything in New Jersey is like from a movie.
Yes.
Yeah, it was just like, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
So weird.
Like a Bishop Don Juan kind of character.
Weird, man. But that was it. That was all.
Yeah.
That was all the adventures I had.
And he didn't go to the Jersey Shore.
You know, rode the train. Of course, there was, homeless dude who smelled terrible.
Yeah.
And then, that's it.
All right.
Same old, is everything you would expect in New York is what I got.
There you go.
I got the full experience.
Yeah, you got the pizza?
I saw people standing outside waiting to see musicals. And
yeah.
I saw people outside
like Stephen Colbert or
waiting to see Stephen Colbert. Yeah. Yep, I saw that. And
it's
typical
all,
New York.
Okay, here's the other thing.
You know what else happened, though? You know what else happened in New York? It was a dude who just got there from India.
Okay.
Like, I was walking down into the subway, and he was coming up. And he got to the top of one set of stairs, and there was another flight left.
Uh-huh.
And he had two big suitcases and a medium suitcase. And
going three?
Yeah.
Were they three rollers?
Yes. They were three.
Taking up half the stairwell,
but
probably.
They were pretty big.
Yeah.
And he had just came from India.
Uh-huh.
I was like, man, where you flying from? He's like, I just got here from India.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, can you help me carry my bags up the steps? And I was like, fuck no. Like, what are you talking about?
This is America. You got to pay me, baby.
I am not a sky cat. Put your own shit in the back. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he goes, oh yeah, and then he starts doing doo-doo, and a snake comes out.
I was like, no. Yeah. Here, I was like, I'll stand here and watch you take him up.
Yeah.
So nobody touches him.
Yeah.
And then he just ran up and down the steps with his three bags.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's fair.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
I'm not carrying your shit.
Nah, this
is what I'm talking about, Matt. This is why I don't talk to my neighbors.
Because
they just see my size and they're like, oh, can you help me?
Oh, you're physical labor.
Yeah, can you help me?
Even guys from other countries.
Exactly, like dude. Like, this dude saw me walking down some steps and was like, hey, can you carry my bags? You got me? What the fuck?
You're like, wait, you think this is Delta?
What the fuck?
Yeah, like a sky cap. Yeah, that's
it. Hey, you out your goddamn mind, man.
Yeah. you got any yellow curry on you? There we go. We'll do a little trade out. Yeah, no.
But that's it.
Nah.
New York!
Anyway, yeah, check out Marcus's episode of The Equalizer, man. It's on CBS.
CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yes,
sir.
If you're a streamer.
Yes, sir.
Guys, this has been fun. Oh, did you review the what was the place in Harlem?
Oh, Sylvia's.
Yeah, you gonna.
I didn't record it yet.
Ah, but you want to? Oh, dude,
I will.
We have a crossover episode almost.
I will. Yeah.
Nice.
Look at that. There we are crossing over.
Yeah, man.
Look at that.
Yeah, there we go. We're crossing over, baby. We're taking over.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for check out the Patreon. You'll see pictures of Mark's trip, maybe. If you'll see episodes of the podcast that I finally get around to record, because sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. We're recording this one. You get what you get. It's $5 a month. Relax. Relax. It's cheaper than Netflix. It's cheaper than Paramount, probably. There's
cheaper
no ads.
Than all of them, actually.
There's no ads.
It's cheaper than all of them. And all of the prices are going up.
I got something I'm shooting in a couple of weeks too. I'm excited about it. I'll tell you about it.
Snap! We can't tell it yet.
It's happening. Check out Marcus's episode. If you follow Marcus online, Marcus Stewart TV. You can also listen to the Black Business Podcast, and you can hear about Sylvia's. More about Sylvia's.
Look at that. And the fun Matt Lewis across all platforms. Remember that.
Yes, and we follow us on the Obnoxious Valid Points IG. If you have questions, we may answer, we may not, we may check the email. I may check the email, like,
share, comment, write a review, share with your friends, share with your enemies, share with your family.
Share.
Listen to us when you're traveling. Listen to us while you're working out. While you're commuting to work.
If you listen to us while you're working out, that's the best time to listen to us.
Absolutely. Tell us
your workout will fly by.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll be happy.
And it's informational, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Constantly giving out information.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. See you soon. Sorry. Yes, I'm going to pimp the shows. March 23rd.
Yes.
March 23rd, Saturday, March 23rd. You catch Marcus and me both, 2 for 1, and a cast of other very hilarious comedians at Mel's in Hollywood on Hollywood and Highland. We'll be in the back room in the celebrity bar. We got there for the whole night. And you can catch me March 26th. That's a Tuesday at Padone's in Hermosa Beach. Yeah, bruh. We're going to be at the beach, man. Yeah, you may come down. I'll see if I can get you on that, too.
What'd you say? March 20 what?
6th.
6th.
6th. That'll be a Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Later, guys.